This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
National Baseball Insider Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, before I ask you a question here, I want to let you know, as a longtime baseball reporter, Gary and I both, we broke a rule today. In the Brewers locker room, in the Brewers
club. Oh, I thought you broke the rule just now in the play-by-play booth.
That's what I was thinking. Well,
not yet. No. I tried to say it was gone and moving on. But Jimmy Nelson going today. He's making his first our appearance back on a mound in over 500 days. And Gary and I went and talked to him earlier today and got him on the big show. And I know we're not supposed to do that.
No, spring training doesn't matter.
Right. Okay.
I don't think that's a rule. No, yeah, we got talked sternly at.
Yeah. I think that's the better way to put it.
By Brewer Media Relations?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Wow, I'm surprised. Well, first of all, the best time to do that is during the game, like right after he comes out, before he showers and gets ready to go. That's the ideal time. But spring training, I think everybody's laid back in spring training. That's not a big deal.
Seth, doesn't he know the rules? He talked to him, so you gotta. I guess he could have just waved him off.
Well, Jimmy Nelson could have said, "Hey guys, you know, good to see you. I'll talk to you after I pitch." I mean, he could have.
Right.
But he's too nice a guy. That's what I'm saying. It's a victimless crime.
Right.
Well, and you know what else, Seth? He's ready to go, and he's excited to get an opportunity to pitch on a big league mound today. And from your time covering this league, the bounce back for a player coming off such a major injury like that, they learn so much more about themselves and the love of the game that they have, not necessarily about their bodies as much.
It's a crapshoot. I'm rooting for him. You know what I mean? It was a freak thing that he went down, and you know, no one knew then that it would be as long an injury as it has been, and you know, we're talking over a year, and he has been away from the game. I caution everybody that says usually when they come back. I mean, this is more for Tommy John than the kind of surgery he had, but usually when they come back, it's the second year after that they really have the good stuff.
You know, Seth, you...
I'll give you an example. You know Zach Wheeler, the guy that former Giants, now he's with New York?
Yeah.
Yes.
He came back. He had Tommy John surgery. He missed 15 and 16. In 17, he couldn't figure out how to get anybody out, but 18, he looked like a Cy Young winner.
Seth, you've been around for a long time. You got any...
You're just saying I'm old?
you're just seasoned, veteran.
You've been around a long time. Well, Gary, you seasoned podcast.
Yeah, seasoned, veteran. You got any stories where you got to run in with the media relation guys or anything like that? I mean,
are you kidding?
Huh?
Which sport media you want, Gary?
Yeah, you got any...
Media relation. I'm trying to think what media relations departments hate me.
Yeah.
Well, the Yankee PR department used to be really hard to deal with. They were very difficult. But as somebody once told me, if you had to be the PR guy of the Yankees, you'd be a jerk too.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Special A-Rod was there.
I generally got along. Here's my best fight. It was actually a fight I had with a former employer. We were, for the 09 All-Star game, we were authorized to do a live on-field pregame show. And the president at the time, Barack Obama, was throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah.
So the Secret Service wanted to do a sweep around the whole thing.
Well, of course.
I said to our producer, I said, we really should go upstairs. Like, we should get away from this as fast as we can because this is not going to end. And his response to me, which was the dumbest response going, that's why I'm not giving his name out on the air, but he said, but we're rights holders. I said, you think the U.S. government gives a crap?
And they didn't get one, did they? They didn't get one.
On the air.
That's amazing.
That's a good one.
That is good stuff. Talking with our National Baseball guy, Seth Everett, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, there's some movement in camp, and Mike Moustakas, we caught up with him earlier today. Craig Counsell officially saying earlier on today that he is going to be the Brewers' second baseman moving forward. Do you think it's important for him to go out and say that publicly, that he will be playing second and not having any doubts of anybody else moving over there?
No, because he's a veteran and he knew when he signed. You know what I mean? That all he had to do was show that he was healthy, which he was going to be. I think that's kind of a moot point. I think really what it is a formality. This is where I start to say, and we're going to talk about this next week, I'm sure, spring training for position players is about 6 weeks too long. Like, position players need about two and a half weeks, and they are ready to go. And the rest of it is just for pitchers. It's for pitchers to get innings. And pitchers have to ramp up. They have to throw two innings one time, then three innings, then four, then five. And that's the methodical nature of spring training. I didn't have any doubts that that was going to be the case. And I don't think that's a confidence builder, because I don't think Mike Moustakas needs any confidence.
You know, the other thing about this Brewers team right now, we were talking about wins and losses in spring training and really what you're looking for out of spring training. And I brought up earlier, for me, it's about, you know, again, Jimmy Nelson getting his one inning. Braun, who just hit a home run, seeing how him working with a swing coach in the offseason and changing his launch angle, how that really has changed him in spring training and so forth. For you, what do you look at in spring training as a guy that's been around the sport?
Just stay healthy. I tell my favorite spring training story every year. I remember, you know, I was a young reporter. I was with the Mariners, and they had lost a game. I think it was 6-3, the final score. And I went in the clubhouse, and I said, so, you know, what do you think about the game today? These players don't even know what's going on. Like, they are focused when it comes to the regular season, but spring training, a lot of the work that gets done in spring training gets done in the morning. You know, that's why, to me, spring training is so funny, because you go from having to be at the ballpark at, you know, 8 o'clock every day to then going into the regular season where you don't have to be at the ballpark till 3 in the afternoon, and it changes your whole body clock. I think for spring training for position players, it is literally just going through the motions. And you don't see what the identity of a baseball team is usually until May. Because April, there's so many off days, and there's, you know, rainouts and snowouts and blizzards and all those wackadoodle things. And this year, the season's starting in March. The season starts March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
It's way too soon to start to really get a feel for what your team's going to look like. And I always say I don't even look at the standings until Memorial Day.
Yeah, Seth, I got some petty questions for you, because I know you, my man. I've done your podcast. I had so much fun doing that. Now, I'm going to ask you a Marvel question, but I got to get into the pettiness first. Now, Alex Rodriguez proposed to J-Lo. Great.
Uh-huh.
But then you had a guy, Canseco, come out and say he's cheating on you with his ex-wife.
Yeah.
Did these guys hate each other? I didn't see that. I don't understand what's going on here.
Because
both of them did steroids, allegedly.
Yeah, but first of all, Jose Canseco was a guy who tried to get Mark McGwire to pay him like $10,000 to leave him out of that stupid book.
Oh, I would have paid that.
But that's the thing. Like, you lose all your credibility when it's just a payoff. Like,
that's
true. It's, you know, people say, well, Jose Canseco tells the truth. Oh, okay, he tells the truth. He also, you know, trying to sell out. Who didn't he put in the book? And, you know, it's funny how I don't follow either one of those people, and yet my Twitter timeline saw all of those stupid tweets. All I can say about Alex Rodriguez is he is still the phoniest man I've ever known. And how Jennifer Lopez looks at him and says, this is the guy I want to be with, then more power to her.
Well, she got an 11-carat ring. That helps $1 million.
Hey, listen, I can't help be what they be. I think back, you know, speaking of the podcast, I think back to the story that I had heard about the guy who gave A-Rod the drugs, Anthony Bosch.
Oh.
The guy who, he was involved with Manny Ramirez in 2009, and if baseball had let their investigative team investigate Anthony Bosch, they would have gotten Anthony Bosch arrested, and he would have easily been charged before he ever met Alex Rodriguez. So think about the DeLorean and the 1.21 gigawatts and the ability to change history. What if Anthony Bosch never presented his situation to Alex Rodriguez and Alex never gets suspended by steroids?
Oh, my goodness.
First ballot, he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. Yep. But we also have another, my Marvel question. Baby Tosse is never going to see this Marvel, the Captain Marvel. And I think it's one of the best movies they've done.
That's not exactly I don't have a problem, what I said. That's
but,
not exactly
well, no, my
these millennials are getting on my nerves about this Captain Marvel. Help us out with this, Seth.
Well, to me, the two things that have ticked me off about Twitter these last 2 days has nothing to do with A-Rod and Jose Canseco. If you'll indulge me, I got a Brie Larson point and a Michael Jackson point. Number one, the Brie Larson point. I am not anti-women if I criticize that film.
Right, I agree with that.
I'm not a hater. I'm not supporting her. She is a strong enough actress and does a strong enough performance that if I criticize a film, that doesn't mean I'm coming down on her whole gender. That's one of the craziest things. Like, all these people who didn't like Captain Marvel, I'll say this. It's a confusing as heck movie. For a comic book person, it's a very confusing movie. Now, my one Michael Jackson point, and I'm not telling you you're allowed to think whatever you want.
Right.
But do me a favor. For people who say they won't watch the documentary because Michael Jackson couldn't have done those things,
right,
is an insult to all victims. All I say is, if you watch the film and you still think Michael's innocent, I respect your opinion. But if you don't watch that film and look me in the eye and tell me he's not a pedophile, I can't respect what you're saying.
Watch the damn film.
That's he said,
hey, Seth, come on, man. We can't be doing that, man.
He said, keep it 100, Gary. That's all he's doing.
I'm saying,
it's all alleged. It's all alleged.
That's all I'm saying.
It's all alleged.
See the film.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So Seth, you said it's a confusing movie. So that means that I should probably just save it and go check out a different movie.
I think it's enjoyable. I think there's a couple of tie-ins to the next Avengers, but it's one of those movies. I think she's the best part. She's great. And Stan Lee has a great cameo in it.
Yes, that's true.
All right, there he is. Seth.
Silence the room.
Yeah, yeah, no.
You confused me enough.
That's all right.
That.
Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seth, thanks so much for coming out. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Seth. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. There he is. Seth Everett on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.